Einstein was on a ship bound for the other side of the world when the Nobel Prize winners were announced. On 8th of October, still fearing for his safety, Einstein and Elsa had left for a lecture tour of Japan. He welcomed the opportunity of a long absence from Germany, which took me away from temporarily increased danger. He did not return to Berlin until February 1923. The original six-week itinerary turned into a grand tour lasting 5 months, during which he had received Bohr's letter. He replied during the voyage home, "I can say without exaggeration that your letter pleased me as much as the Nobel Prize. I find especially charming your fear that you might have received the award before me. That is typically Bohr-like." A blanket of snow covered the Swedish capital on 10th of December 1922 as the invited guests assembled in the Great Hall of the Academy of Music in Stockholm to watch the presentation of the Nobel Prizes. The ceremony began at 5 o'clock in the presence of King Gustav V. The German ambassador to Sweden received the prize on behalf of the absent Einstein, but only after winning a diplomatic argument with the Swiss over the physicist's nationality. The Swiss were claiming Einstein as one of their own, until the Germans discovered that by accepting the appointment at the Prussian Academy in 1914, Einstein had automatically become a German citizen, even though he had not given up his Swiss nationality. Having renounced his German citizenship in 1896 and taken Swiss citizenship 5 years later, Einstein was surprised to learn that he was a German after all. Whether he liked it or not, the needs of the Weimar Republic meant that Einstein officially had dual nationality. By an application of the theory of relativity to the taste of readers, Einstein had written in November 1919 in an article for the London Times, "Today in Germany I am called a German man of science, and in England I am represented as a Swiss Jew. If I come to be regarded as a bête noire, their descriptions will be reversed, and I shall become a Swiss Jew for the Germans and a German man of science for the English." Einstein might have recalled these words had he been at the Nobel banquet and heard the German ambassador propose a toast that expressed the joy of my people that once again one of them has been able to achieve something for all of mankind. Bohr rose after the German ambassador and gave a short speech as tradition demanded. After paying tribute to J.J. Thomson, Rutherford, Planck, and Einstein, Bohr proposed a toast to the international cooperation for the advancement of science, which is, I may say, in these so manifoldly depressing times, one of the bright spots visible in human existence.